Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
John Sears dances like no one's watching, which tells you all you need to know because he's out of step with Iowa values. John Sears doesn't appreciate hardworking Iowa farmers. Laughs at his own viewers. And worst of all,
this is a champion's diet right here, isn't it?
Eats mayo by the jarful. John Sears dresses like a pencil, but never has a point. Sears will tell you what you want to hear, but he's just blowing smoke. Blind to what Iowa voters really need. You can't trust a man named after a toilet and a bankrupt department store. Reject John Sears. Paid for by the committee to reinstate Keith Murphy as Mr. Sound Off.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Nothing personal. It's just trying to get things back to the way they should be.
I'm gone for a week, and this is like the welcome back that I get?
Best week of my year.
You apparently missed the email that said the ratings were down.
Down. Were they down? I did miss that.
Well, they send
email.
The email to Mr. Soundoff.
I guess they do. What's with the Iowa caucuses?
I'll tell you in a few minutes.
All right, we'll wait for that. That's a great hat.
It's sharp, isn't it? Look
man,
at this thing.
That thing is nice.
I know.
Good luck getting out of here with that still on your head. Hot topic 515-282-9010. The Hawkeyes held their annual media football day on Friday, expectations ranging anywhere from 7 to 10 wins. Iowa has a lot of talent returning, but the schedule is one of the toughest in the Kirk Ferentz era.
Yeah, road games at Iowa State, at Michigan, at Wisconsin, at Northwestern, and at Nebraska. Only one of those teams ranked outside the preseason top 25. That's the Cornhuskers at 26. What do you think the season holds for the Hawkeyes? Give us a call, Sound Off 515-282-9010 about college football or anything else in the world of sports.
I heard the same question repeatedly this week. Aren't you surprised Gary Barta got a contract extension? No, I'm not. If the University of Iowa wanted Barta out, it had one of the all-time opportunities 2 years ago. The university agreed to pay more than $6 million to settle two discrimination lawsuits largely aimed at Barta's leadership. The settlement happened after a jury came back with a unanimous guilty verdict. Iowa did not fire or suspend Barta. Now that was a clear sign what those in power think of Barta, not to mention what they thought of those lawsuits. If you've ever met Barta, he is a likable guy. Barta's other recent public misstep was less serious but higher profile. He played a part in publicly humiliating Gary Dolphin twice. Dolph made mistakes and rightly apologized, but Barta and basketball coach Fran McCaffrey left Dolph on an island, seemingly oblivious to the fact most fans and big boosters vehemently disagreed with their overblown criticisms. Do you know how wrong you have to get it for fans to side with a broadcaster over a winning coach? Barta hired McCaffrey, which has not been a slam dunk, but compared to Todd Licklider, it's a windmill jam. The other three of the big four at Iowa, Kirk Ferentz, Tom Brands, and Lisa Bluter, were all brought in by Bob Bowlesby, but support Barta. Barta hired Rick Heller for baseball, and that's been a home run. Barta has overseen the river of cash flowing in from the Big Ten Network and other media partners. He's done a superb job of making sure King Football keeps up with or exceeds the Joneses. Other sports have also made upgrades, and none of it with taxpayer dollars. Fundraising and the facility arms race are big parts of being a big-time AD, and Gary Barta has done them exceedingly well. Make money and keep the right people happy will keep you employed most anywhere. For Gary Barta, that equals a 20% raise and $1 million salary. Good for him.
All right. When it comes to marketing, making the game fun, Major League Baseball can't get out of its own way. Minor League Baseball, genius. Marketing gold. That's why we have the Iowa caucuses. It's a vote for Iowa, a vote for baseball, and a vote for fun. How sweet are these hats? There's a reason you can't swing a dead cat at the state fair without hitting a presidential candidate. How many are there now? 35? 40? I lost count. Iowa is where the race for president starts, and it's heated enough that people care about how many kernels of corn are cast. Yes, kernels of corn in a mason jar gets people all riled up. Believe me, I've seen it. First in the nation isn't just an Iowa slogan, it's a duty. So August 30th, when the Cubs become the caucuses, there will be booths set up to help people register to vote. No matter what side of the aisle you're on this we should all agree. It's an American privilege to vote, and we should all take it seriously. That's not all the great baseball buzz for our great state. Next year, Major League Baseball will hold the first regular season game in Iowa history. Yankees and, of course, White Sox from the iconic Field of Dreams in Dyersville. Well, not exactly from the same field Ray Kinsella and his dad had a catch, but just a walk through the corn away from the movie field to a brand new 8,000-seat stadium. It could be the most hype, most watch, and most expensive sporting event in our state's history. So let's make sure we save a few seats for the common fan. I'm just worried about where everyone is going to park. And one final baseball tip. You can call the Yankees the Yanks and the White Sox the Sox, but it's a bad idea to shorten the nickname caucuses.
Yes, it is.
That'd be a bad one.
Yeah. Let's take a call here. Teresa is in Knoxville, home of the Nationals. Big, exciting 4 days in Knoxville. Teresa, what did you think of that, and what else is on your mind tonight?
Well, what's on my mind is I just love you guys. This is kind of a tribute call for my dad. He's been taking us down to the racetrack since 1959, and you guys covering it on your sports tonight just made my heart feel full. And you guys crack me up. I'm getting ready for football and basketball for the Hawkeyes. The other side of the family wants the Cyclones. But anyway, I just want you guys to know how much that our family appreciates you and your sports. And I love you guys. And Andy's a real kill, too. I'll talk to you later.
All right, we appreciate that.
That's a walk-off phone call
right
there.
Yeah, that's a very nice call.
Can we just end the show on that note?
We should. That was very nice. What's Bugging Andy is coming up. Also, we'll have more on the Knoxville Nationals in about 10, 15 minutes. But it is time for lookalikes with a local connection, Tiny Ref Judges. Now, Steve DeCook in Johnston says, David Montgomery, rookie running back for the Bears, former Cyclone star, looks like former Secretary of State Colin Powell. Tiny Ref. Not quite.
I'm with Tiny Ref on that one.
Even with the aging app. Hey, Josh Sloan from Des Moines has a nomination.
Okay.
Former iCub Kyle Schwarber, and Dustin from Stranger Things. Now, Kyle looks like a grown-up Dustin. Tiny Ref, do you agree? I can see it.
I can kind of see that a little bit. Throw Cubs hat on little Dustin, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Guys, you mentioned the Field of Dreams, but what about the other big shocker this week? You know, the one that made you go, it's going to be called what? It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of Knockout. One must go. State Fair Grandstand Musical Acts. Ooh. We picked four who have sold many tickets.
Chainsmokers, Hootie and the Blowfish, Luke Bryan, and Slipknot.
Boy, that's a diverse foursome right there. I'm knocking out Slipknot. This probably won't surprise too many people, but that's
That's too much for me.
For me, it would probably either be Luke Bryan or Slipknot. And Slipknot's from Iowa. Love what they brought to the state, but I've never been into that music. I just have never been into it. So, but they're from Iowa.
I guess you're not Mr. Slipknot.
So they may win this thing.
Time for What's Bugging Andy, and it's something that's bugged him before.
Though, this is a new wrinkle.
The Raiders' new stadium in Vegas. If you've given it any thought, you haven't been surprised by any of it. You can go right down the list. It's going to be glitzy, of course. It'll be state-of-the-art, no doubt. It'll feature the highest levels of food, service, and entertainment for sure. It'll be named Allegiant Stadium. Say what? Yeah, Allegiant Stadium, as in Allegiant Travel, Allegiant Air, headquartered in Vegas, well known in places like Des Moines for being, well, something you would not associate with an NFL stadium or the NFL, period, or any business selling luxury and service to a crowd that is choosing to, more than ever, stay home. We know Allegiant as the airline, you know, the one with the accommodations that let us feel what it's like to be a hot dog. We know Allegiant is the airline that charges you extra for picking the middle seat, the one that doesn't recline or have any padding or leg room, and now features a tray table that's too small to be called a table and not big enough to hold a tray. You're charged for carry-on bags and printed boarding passes and for booking your flight through their call center. Yeah, you want to speak to a human? $15. The Department of Motor Vehicles gets more stars on Yelp, so you can see what this stadium is going to be like, right? I mean, seats, only $59. If you want a cup holder, that's $10. Armrest, that's $20. The beers, $9, but the cup is an extra $6. Hot dogs and buns are sold separately, and if you want mustard and ketchup, then, well, there's a condiment integration surcharge of 50 cents. The bathrooms are free, that's the law, but the hot water is extra, so are the paper towels, and there's a sanitation handling fee to use the garbage can. Of course, Allegiant will encourage fans to avoid all that hassle and pay up front for their premium Poor Pier Pass that allows unlimited visits and features real toilet seats. Note the surcharge for excessive dumping. Look, Allegiant Air provides us with a service here in Iowa, the only direct flights to many popular vacation spots, and they'll play much the same role in Las Vegas as the only NFL game in town. So it's either Allegiant Stadium or stay home. Something tells me that debate will be a little closer than it should be. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Andy, thank you.
That was subtle.
Yeah, that was real subtle. Good luck on your next Allegiant flight, Andy. Former Irvindale and Iowa State star Alan Lazard scored his first NFL touchdown for the Packers Thursday. Lazard is not part of Who's in Your Five, but one of his old teammates is. Follow us on Twitter, it's at SoundOff13. Pauly Sy writes, I am a proud Iowan and music fan, but I can't name a Slipknot song to save my life.
Aaron writes, I am a proud Iowan. Everyone's proud, right? Born and raised, I am damn proud to have a band like Slipknot call Iowa home 20 years later, and they are still going strong and have a strong, loyal fan base. All those other bands suck. No one will remember them 20 years from now. Hashtag pride of the 515. I think people will remember Hootie since they've been around for like 30 years.
So, yeah, yeah, they're still doing
big shows. So I feel like they'll be around for a while. Luke Bryan, I don't know about him. Ask Chris Williams. He's a big Luke Bryan fan, isn't he?
He loves Luke Bryan. Yeah, yeah, really loves him. Chainsmokers, you know, something for the young kids. Who is in your five favorite sports chucks? At number five, Chuck Knobloch.
Is he the guy that couldn't throw to second base?
Like, well, he couldn't throw to first. He was at second base.
He had the yips.
Yeah, he had the yips. Number four, Chuck Knoll, underrated Super Bowl winning coach. Number three, Chuck Taylor.
Oh, I had some of those way back in the day.
Number two, Chuck Foreman, the great Chuck Foreman of the Vikings. Somehow history has lost track of Chuck Foreman. He was a fantastic running back.
And look at that face mask. How awesome is that face
mask? Yeah, that's pretty good. And, of course, the number one Chuck, Chuck Bruce.
Chuck Bruce
had a good debut for the Bears the other night.
And I think I've seen some Bears fans with Chuck Bruce jerseys.
Why wouldn't they? Harvey is in Des Moines. Harvey, welcome to Sound Off. What's on your mind tonight?
How you doing?
Good.
Just wanted to talk about – Trevon Young a little bit.
The former Lincoln star went to Louisville, now with the Rams, right?
Yes, he is.
What's happened? What's new?
Well, do you guys know he played last night and had a really good game?
I did not know. I didn't watch the
Rams. I know he's on the Rams, but I didn't get to see the game. How'd he do?
He started. He had about six tackles and a couple quarterback hurries.
Hey, that's fantastic. We're glad to hear that, Ben. It's great to see a guy from one of the city schools, Des Moines Metro School, Lincoln, doing well, as we see old video of him here. Harvey, we appreciate your call. We will keep an eye on Young.
Yeah, that's really make an impact. Yeah, it's always cool to see the local guys. You mentioned Alan Lazard, you know, Trevon Young now. Cool to see them.
We'll get to Mark and Susan in a bit, but the Iowa State football motto is prove it, and Cyclone fans are doing just that. Face Off is next. Plus, we'll have time to squeeze in a couple more calls. It's 515-282-9010 to sound off. Football season almost here. Knockout, one had to go, and it is not too close, but it's a two-band race.
Yeah, when you get over 2,000 votes, this is a good margin. Slipknot is Knockout. They may be an Iowa band, but many people just can't handle that Boogie Monster metal. Some people love it, but
Chainsmokers, do we call the Chainsmokers a band? Is that a band? I don't know. DJs?
Really know what
whatever you want to call. Okay.
They're popular with the
They're pop.
With the
They're pop.
Yeah. All right, time to bounce around some more topics. We call it Face Off. The Iowa State men's basketball team is on a 10-day trip to Italy.
Oh, nice.
The Cyclones posted a picture on Twitter saying they visited the second-best Coliseum in the world.
It's a good line, and for Cyclone players, maybe even true. Hilton Coliseum is a great home court, but the Roman Coliseum is the greatest sporting venue I've ever seen. John, I've sat there and stared for hours. Just 2,000 years old. It's just incredible.
You see Maximus.
That was a movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, but that was a movie. No, I didn't see Maximus.
Iowa State football set a new record for season ticket sales, more than 44,000 and counting. The hype is at an all-time high for the Cyclones.
It is.
Everything is set up to have a memorable season in Ames.
A season ticket record reverses a national trend of slowly declining ticket sales. Winning football is a factor. So is a vastly improved Jack Trice Stadium. And Iowa State has been smart to keep ticket prices relatively reasonable.
The weakest part of Iowa's team last year, without question, was punting.
Yes,
Hawkeye special teams coordinator LeVar Woods says the punting job is wide open between Colton Rastetter and graduate transfer Michael Sleep Dalton. You buying that?
I'm buying that it's a competition, but I don't buy Michael Sleep Dalton transferred in to sit on the bench. Barring injury, Sleep Dalton will be Iowa's punter. If I'm wrong, I'll eat your hat.
No, you're not eating this sweet hat. The 59th Knoxville Nationals wrapped up early Sunday morning. David Gravel won the A-Main race and took home $150,000.
Perfect name, by the way, Gravel.
Yeah, the Nationals are always a ton of fun, and people come from all over the world to race and watch.
This is Iowa's most underrated major sporting event. It's partly because many of the people who make coverage decisions, guys like me and you, we're not into dirt track racing, but it is the national championships. There are big crowds, and it is a first-class event. It also hurts attention that the main race usually doesn't wrap up until really late at night, like pushing midnight.
But if you're a fan, you love it.
They do
you're
a great job in Knoxville, and they are always so accommodating. Over-under, minor league baseball alternate uniforms, overrated. The New Hampshire Fisher Cats. This is supposed to be poutine. It looks like diarrhea.
That looks like soft serve ice cream gone bad coming out of the counter. Oh, yeah, look at that. Okay, underrated. The Midland Rockhounds, Ferris Bueller's iconic outfit for his day off, which included a baseball game.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea
right there. I like that one.
Tough to pull off a vest with a baseball uniform, but we'll give the
And the caucuses
of the
right
doubt here. Yeah, that.
This is sharp.
They are going to
sell. America, red, white, and blue.
All
caucuses.
Of it. All of
these hats.
The hats are going to sell big. And the adjustable hats are coming in this week. They'll sell even more of those. You more of a fitted hat or more of an adjustable hat guy?
Used to be a fitted hat guy back in high school, but now I'm going with the, I like kind of that trucker style, you know, snapback hat.
Because you kind of have a big head. And by that, I mean you think you're Mr. Soundoff. That's a cool hat.
Look at that thing.
That's great. What's the name of that little guy with the foam finger? I mean, I realize it's the state of Iowa.
Mr. Caucus. Right?
I hope not. I really do. All right, let's go to Drew in Des Moines. Drew has a question for you, John.
All right, Mr. Soundoff.
Yeah.
So you want to be Mr. Soundoff, but you haven't showed up to the fair yet this year. What's up with that?
I haven't. I was on vacation.
It's a really good question.
I wasn't at the fair. I haven't been in Iowa.
Yeah,
so I've been on vacation. So that's the reason.
How lame is that? He's like, I'm doing things for my family. I don't want to hear that. Get to the fair.
You kind of lose all your credibility to be Mr. Soundoff. You don't show up at the fair.
Thank you. That's exactly right.
I don't think you've been to the fair yet.
Well, I haven't, but I'll be there for 12 hours this week. So get off my back.
Oh.
You guys are dumb. I'm super cool. 1 minute.
That was a little late on his entrance, wasn't it?
He's
slacking off in the back room or something?
I was hoping he went on strike.
Yeah.
But he hasn't. Mark is in Ballard. Mark, welcome to Sound Off.
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Sound Off? Don't know if I can top the poop emoji t-shirt there, but...
It's tough.
It's quite a story. Shout out to the Central Iowa Little League softball team. They're in the Portland, Oregon Little League World Series down there, or up there, actually. There's 9 North Polk girls, 4 Ballard girls, and they just got the 3rd seed in the tournament.
We did a story on them just this past week, so thank you for bringing some more attention to them.
Little League action all around the Johnston boys.
They came so close.
Like 2 outs away from heading to Williamsport.
I was already getting Mark Freund's tickets lined up for
Pennsylvania.
We were
ready to go.
Yeah.
Man, they look so good, man.
Instead, Mark can go to the fair. Susan in Pleasantville will have the final word. Go ahead, Susan.
Hey, Keith. I know that this is already August. We've already had the balloon races. We're now into the Iowa State Fair.
Yes.
And we finished up baseball, and now football is upon us.
Yes.
It's like, where has the time gone? What did I miss?
We don't want to speed through summer, but if we have to have summer end, thank goodness football will be here. Thank you, Susan.
It always flies by. Susan.
That's going to do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are, too.
We leave you with the Sound Off, Send Off. The great Aaron Kiernan shows how to tease sports with style.
Could get a little bit warmer and bump those temperatures up some, but the front end here looking really good.
Yeah, we're on an 80s roll.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brett.
Totally forgot what you told me you were going to talk about.
Why don't you guess?
Sports.
I'm not even kidding. Sports. You did it. Oh, my gosh.
Coming up next, sports.